Wash the chair.
And if you were mopping the floor, what would you call a thing that you keep the suds in?
Bucket.
And where you throw things like empty cans and potato peelings and so forth, you put those in the
garbage can.
And when you empty the garbage can, you take it out and put it in the
in a bigger garbage can that you set out by the street for the garbage trucks to pick up.
What would you have in your bedroom for throwing papers in?
Well, sort of a waste can, garbage can, smaller garbage can.
And you know, some houses now they have a new electric thing that makes
trash compactor.
Okay, y'all have one of those?
No.
And in an apartment building, sometimes you'll have a huge metal container that everyone puts their garbage in.
Trash bin.
Huh?
Trash bin.
And the person who comes in and empties it is called a
garbage man.
And if you say if you had a newspaper delivered to your house so that he could throw it, you might have it wrapped up. And what would he have around it to hold it together?
Rubber band or a piece of string or something like that.
And what you could use to hold two or three pieces of paper together with?
A paper clip.
Any other notes?
For a paper clip?
Do you ever call it a gym clip?
No.
And if you were thirsty in a public building, you might go over to the
water fountain.
And if you didn't want just water, you might go over to a machine and get a
Coke machine, get a Coke.
Okay. Would you use the word Coke just as a general term, or does that refer to one specific drink?
General term.
What if it was orange flavored? What'd you call it?
Orange drink.
Would you ever call it an orange Coke?
No.
Does a Coke have to be some kind of a cola?
No, well, like, you go in the restaurant, you ask a lady, what kind of Cokes do you have? Sometimes they'd say Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What you really wanted to know was, what kind of soft drinks did you have?
Do you ever use the word soft drink? Would you ever ask for what kind of soft drinks do you have?
Well, sometimes I have to because the ladies don't understand.
But it sounds funny to say like a grape Coke or an orange Coke.
Yes.
There was a fire. The thing that would the firemen would come out in.
Fire truck?
Okay. And what they'd hook their hose up to.
Fire hydrant.
Did you ever hear another name for that?
Fire plug.
Okay. And what do you call the fire truck that pumps the water?
The pumper.
And the one that's got the hook and ladder?
The ladder truck.
Any other name?
No.
Did you ever hear the snorkel?
No.
What's the one that's got what about cherry pickers? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And the one that's got the aerial hose, the boom and bucket?
Bucket truck, I guess.
What do they have for putting out fires by down the oil wells on the
fire boats?
Uh-huh. Any special names for, you know, the different kinds of boats that they have?
Sometimes they use barges to put their equipment on.
Mm-hmm. And say if there was someone who had a heart attack or someone who drowned or something like that, you might call the fire department. They would send out a fire truck. What would they send?
Ambulance.
And the place where all the fire trucks and things stay.
Fire station.